Well, Cameron, a big thank you for joining us after that one. If we do look back at a successful season, you'll be looking back at this result and going, that was a vitally important 3 points there. I mean, Wigan were up for this afternoon, weren't they?
Absolutely. Came in very physical, very big, fast and strong. And we kind of knew they were going to come and set up and try and disrupt us. So they've done all right and they've made us work hard, but we got the 3 points in the end.
What was your message at half-time? Because we created some good chances. I mean, the Cunliffe volley, the beautiful build-up play as the first half ended. And, you know, that comes about 10 minutes after they've hit the bar. What was your message at half-time to break this deadlock down?
We knew that they were going to be very compact and very aggressive in central areas. So we knew that the wide areas was going to be something where we could really exploit them and kind of push them and stretch them a little bit, but we also knew that they were dangerous on the counter attack, and we knew that they could just have one ball over the top and they'd be through on goal. So it was just staying disciplined and staying with the plan and really sticking it at them and keeping in their half as much as possible, really.
Now, Jordan Bailey had two chances in this game. She scored one of them, but they must have been in her mind 10 minutes earlier, the one-on-one save that Pownie did. It was a great save, but Jordan Bailey brings you that level of pace and spring in your attacks. The step over, though, for the goal from Clancy was another level, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great little bit of combination play from the right wing in, step over, like a little dummy, through to Bailey, and it's opened up the absolute central area, and it's just a free shot on goal, and it's a really good finish in the end.
Jordan obviously got injured at that point. Firstly, how bad is the injury? It looked pretty bad.
We had a look, and we're not 100% sure yet, but we know it could be an injury that she's got onto her knee, and it's just assessing it and kind of getting it looked at now, so we're not quite sure on timescales.
Speaking of timescales, not ideal then when she goes limping off, the referee's had 6 minutes of added time. But you must be pleased with the way you basically played out those 6 minutes inside Wigan's half.
Yeah, absolutely. We knew that it was a long time really in the end, but we're happy with the actual possession that we've had in this game, and we've controlled it the majority of the time. We knew that they had a couple of threats, but we were the more dominant force in terms of on the ball.
You can park the league to one side though now. I think we're 2 points off top spot with 3 games in hand now. I think that's right.
I think
because North Wich Tranmere played today in the league. But it's League Cup next week. Yep. Northwich Vixens, our old friends, coming back here. What's your mood heading into the League Cup? Something else to put on your plate, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's a chance for those players who've not quite played as many minutes to kind of put a name in for themselves and get some minutes under the belt and really prove a point with such a competitive squad. So they've got a big chance next week, and it should be a good game.
And of the squad, obviously we've seen some newbies playing today. Beth Hayes, welcome back from Manchester Stingers. She had a particularly good game. I thought in midfield. Field, as did Richardson and Sorensen at left back. How do you think they're all settling in?
Absolutely. I thought Katie had a solid game at the back. She's fitting really well, very good on the ball. Beth Hayes, calm and composed, very technical, I thought as well, but I thought Natalie was probably one of the standout players today. She was here, there and everywhere, and pressing off the ball, and she gave us something up front that we've not quite had for a while.
Special mention as well, I'm just coming up with this player of the match now, but I think Fran Davis at the back, I think she cut out a lot of potential threats there from Wigan, and just come to what we've expected from Fran over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the two standout players were definitely Fran and Cara. I think they're the spine of the team, and we know week in, week out, Fran is the most consistent player. She's absolutely magnificent at the back, a solid rock, and she's probably the most consistent week in, week out, and we know what we're going to get with it every week, and she's a real leader in that sense.
Well, Cameron, offer our congratulations to the squad. It was a dogged, determined performance, and we go again in the League Cup next week.
Thank you very much.